Good morning. It's 7:32 a.m. on Sunday, August the 2nd, 2020. Oh, that sun was hot. It's a mostly clear sky this morning. Some high thin clouds, widely scattered. Ambient temperature 62. When I first came out, it was almost chilly walking in through the shadows. And then that last half mile with the sun shining directly on my back was like, wow. I got warm. So I'm back in the shade again. It's quite cool, and all my sweat is chilling me down nicely. Okay, I got too many people out here this morning. Okay, I recognize this lady coming toward me. Don't recognize the guy. She's out of the street. I'll take the sidewalk, okay? She always walks in the street. Good morning. Good morning. I like her sunglasses. Good morning. Sunday morning. I got a guy walking in front of me. I'm going to try to match his pace. I actually think he's moving a little faster than I am, so that's okay. Makes me self-conscious to come up behind somebody while I'm talking to you. So anyway, Sunday, what am I going to do today? I got groceries yesterday and finished the draft that I was working on for Finwell Bay. I sent it out to a couple beta readers. We'll see what the feedback is. I also sent it to Karen, too, just so that she would have it to do some of our initial read-throughs. And she's not going to be able to actually dig into it for a few days yet, which I figured would be the case. But she also said that it's her only work at the moment, so if I can get the next book ready for her, I can pass her the next book when she gives this one back. I might get 4 books published this year. Definitely get 3. And I might get 4. I had to nudge Jesse again to see if I can get him to move on the cover. If I can get the Barbarian book done, then I can lean on my daughter to get the cover for that. I've already seen the mock-ups. The mock-up she's got is beautiful. It's like, yes, this is the cover. I'm really quite excited about it. And that only leaves Dark Knight Station. And I've lost track of who it was that said that they were going to do me a cover and do me some sketches, and it was weeks ago. They were going to do some get some ideas together and send them to me, but I haven't seen them yet, and now I've forgotten who it was. And I wonder if I can find them in my Gmail. I also haven't heard about the All-Stars for June. Not June, May. I'm kind of peeved. Although I have to say, I'm not terribly surprised. Everybody that is, that I know, I'm not gonna say everybody, but everybody that I know has reported significantly higher page reads since Hell on Earth came to be. So I think today is going to be Fallout 4 day. I think I'm going to just, like, other than my normal, what have I got to do today, which is I got to make yogurt. I've got a pot roast I can make for dinner. And I've got chicken. Nah, to be fair, I love chicken. I really like chicken. I like chicken a lot. I might like chicken as much as Brett Kavanaugh likes beer. Which isn't to say I don't like beer. I do like beer. I just don't like it as much as he does. But after a week, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, maybe longer, I have to go back and look. But after quite a long time of, okay, easing into the work. And then the last, the last week, just sort of like, let's do this. I'm going to take today off. I think I'm going to take a little break day, celebrate my accomplishment. Maybe reach out to a few people, see if they want to beta read this next book. I'm a little bit... The context of this book is interesting in that I wrote the majority of it. In fact, pretty much all of it before April. So this is a story that I wrote very early in the year, before all hell broke loose. And some of the ideas that I was thinking, some of the things that I was thinking about, some of the things that showed up in the story are like, baby prairie dogs here, a couple adults, pastel babies. I didn't notice this prairie dog hole on this side of the fence. Interesting. The guy's got one right in his lawn. I don't know what you do about prairie dog holes in your lawn. Well, for heaven's sake. Okay, I'm backing up. Because I just walked right past. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Just to give you an idea of just how distracted I am today. I just walked right past the monk post. Didn't even think about it. I was too busy contemplating the prairie dog mound on the lawn. Oh, gosh. Water cooler this morning. Heard a lot of birds this morning. Heard chickadees earlier. Something over there weeping, and I don't know quite what that is. The Cooper's hawks in my tree out front were yelling up a storm this morning too. I don't know if they were yelling at me or yelling at each other or having a discussion about what to have for dinner or breakfast or, I'm not sure. I don't speak Cooper's hawk. They're having a heck of a jabber though. So yeah, a lot of yesterday went into finishing up that edit. That was, I did the walk early, relatively early, same time as I'm doing this morning. But I got back and I got it posted and then disappeared into doom scrolling, reading about what had happened at the Hugo Award ceremony, stuff that's been going on down in Kau, New Zealand. And then it got to be like 11 o'clock and I hadn't done anything. I still had like, let's see, I was at 220. Book is 387, so I was still 167 pages to the end, with a few troubling pieces in it that I knew were going to need some time to get sorted out. It's amazing how often sorting out is, okay, if I take these three paragraphs here out, this actually works. So yeah, a combination of things. Like, it didn't take quite as long for me to get it put together, because I didn't add a lot, I took out a lot. And by taking it out, it made it stronger. And I'm quite happy. I did not spell out as many of the answers as I thought I was going to. There's still one question that remains and may possibly remain unanswered forever. I know the answer. I'm pretty sure everything that happens in the books is consistent with that answer. And I think rather than rub noses in it, I'm pretty happy with leaving it just as it is. There are a lot of people who want to know more about Sarah. And no, that's not happening. It's not. I can't imagine that happening. I try to never say never, because possibly there will be something that will happen that will make me go, oh, you know, this would be a perfect Sarah story. But at the moment, I have no idea what that might be. I'm pretty much done with Sarah. Sarah has her own life. She's launched into the deep dark. And it's pretty clear that's where she's meant to be. It's pretty clear that she's fulfilling her destiny, as it were. And the outstanding questions back on the planet had to do with, all right, what's left now that Otto Krug's world has been burnt down? How does he redeem himself in his own eyes? I like this book. It's a gentler book. Oh, it's a healing book, I think. Pleased with it. Maybe it'll sell, maybe it won't. Don't care. I wrote it. Put it out. I like it. Because that's what I said about Wizard's Butler too, and that did I still don't understand why that was such a big. Like, so many people love that book. It's like, I love the book. I know why I like it. It's like, really? It astonishes me. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.